This Father wants you to spend forever with Him. He wants nothing to come in the way of the most intimate, deep, fulfilling love and friendship and relationship that He can have with you. He wants nothing to stand in that way. Wow. Romans 8:32 says, if He, our Father, did not spare His own Son, Jesus, but delivered Him up for us all, how shall He not with Him also freely give us all things? I don't even have time to tell you all the things that we inherit because we now have God as our Father. So, number one, through His name we receive forgiveness of sins. Two, through His name we receive salvation. Three. Through His name we can be born again and have God as our Father. Number four, finally, through His name we can experience His miraculous power. How many people here want to experience the power of God? Man, I want to stand under the faucet and say, praise God, let her rip. Let it pour. Here's my cup. Fill it up with more of You. I want that power to come rolling over me like a tsunami. I want to be swept off my feet with the power of God. I want to be overwhelmed and saturated and soaking with the power of the living God. And through His name, that can be ours. John 14:12, most assuredly I say to you, he who believes in Me, Jesus said, the works that I do, he will do also, and greater works than these he will do, because I go to My Father. And whatever you ask in My name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in My name, I will do it. Now, He's not talking about there, oh God, can you miraculously make $1.50 appear in my pocket so I can have a cup of coffee? He's not talking about magic. He's talking about the fact that the work, think about this, the context, okay? Exegesis 101, what's the context? He says, the works that I do, the people who believe in Me will do those works also. That's the context. Jesus was doing all these works. He was healing people, casting out demons, making great provisions, doing all these kinds of things. But now He was leaving. He said, I'm going to be gone. I won't be here. But if you believe in Me, if you abide in Me and My words abide in you, he who believes in Me, the works that I do, he'll do also. Greater works than these. That's the context of what He's talking about. So when you go forth to minister God's provision, His power, His dunamis in the name of Jesus, you can have confidence that whatever you ask in His name, He will do. As the Holy Spirit says, this is what God wants to do. Ask and you will receive. You can go with boldness. Praise God. Just because Jesus left the earth doesn't mean He's not with us. Do you know that He is in our midst right now? He is in our midst right now. Wow. Man. I mean, I love when people come to church, but the one person that I got to have show up here is Jesus Christ, man. If He hasn't showed up here, we might as well just go home. But He said, when we gather in His name, there He is in our midst. And whatever He could only do as one person in the flesh, because He went to the Father and sent His Holy Spirit to those who believe in Him, now He can do through every believer in Jesus Christ. He says, it's profitable for you that I go away. Why? Because He was only one person. If He wanted to get from Jerusalem to Jericho, He had to walk or ride a donkey or something. He could heal this person and He could heal that person, but this other person down here, unless they send a servant or he was aware of it or spoke His word. But you know what? When He went to the Father and sent His Holy Spirit to His church, guess what? Now Mark can do the works of Jesus. Now Leomar can do the works of Jesus. Now Ty can do the works of Jesus. Now Shelly can do the works of Jesus. Nathan can do the works of Jesus. Jenny can do the works of Jesus. Why? Because His Spirit now lives in them. And they are going about doing not simply the works that He was doing, but works that cannot even begin to be counted or imagined. Because His power is now spread throughout His entire church. How? Through the name of Jesus Christ. So when we minister in his name and by his power, it's not us that's doing it. We can have boldness because he says, if you ask anything in my name, I will do it. I will do it. Somebody comes up, John, would you pray for me? I don't have to say, well, I don't know. You know, I don't know if I got what it takes. I don't. I can tell you right now, I can't do nothing for nobody. You know, Jesus said, I'm the vine, you're the branches. Without me, you can do nothing. And so I can have boldness to say, well, I don't have much of anything, but Jesus does. Yeah, man, let me pray for you in the name of Jesus Christ, man. Praise God. And he said in John 16:34, in that day, as he was talking about leaving, he says, I'm going to the Father, I'm leaving you behind. But he says in John 16:23, in that day, you will ask me nothing. Most assuredly, I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he'll do what? He will give it to you. Until now, you've asked nothing in my name. Ask. 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 You kind of get my drift here? Ask. 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 How many times do we ask? How many times do we take the time to simply put everything down for a moment and say, God, what am I doing, man? I need to come to you. I need to come to you and ask, because he says, ask, and what will happen? You will receive, that your joy may be full. Jesus wants you to be full of joy because you have received the things that you have asked him for. Think about that. When you leave here today, I don't know what you have planned for this afternoon, but Jesus' plans for you is that you would be full of joy. That's exciting. You may be thinking, oh, I ain't got nothing much. There's no game on TV that I want to see. Or, you know, I ain't got no money. I can't go here or there. That is no limitation, man. I'm like, Jesus, show me what you want to do. Show me what you want me to ask for so that my joy can be full when I see you deliver the goods. Man, we ought to leave here with expectation and excitement as to what God might possibly have up his sleeve for us. Sarah, I don't know what God has in store for you. I know probably he might have to do it in the context of play practice or something. But who knows what he's going to do while you guys are practicing? Who knows who might come walking into this building during that time? Or when you guys leave on the way home, or when you're sitting there and the phone rings. Sarah, I just pray that your joy would be full, because whatever you ask in Jesus' name, he has delivered it to you. Do you think that would be exciting for you? Yeah, I think it would be. Amen. Amen. And this girl can pray too, man. I bet God delivers some serious stuff into this girl's life. Man, she prays before our guitar lesson, man. I'm like, man, just keep going, man. Let's just put down the guitar and worship God, man. Praise God. Thank you, sister, for letting me use you. Praise God. So we ought to have a sense of expectancy. When I say to you, what are you doing today after church? Maybe you should just say, I don't know, man. Whatever God has up his sleeve, man, I'm ready. Bring it on. I want to ask so I can see him deliver the goods. Praise God. You know, prior to this, what Jesus said, and I'm going to wrap up with this. Prior to that, you know, if people wanted to approach God, they couldn't just come to God and say, God, you know, I need a miracle. They had to go through a priest. The priest was the one that made intercession for them. So they had to go out to the barn and get the old goat out, you know, throw a rope around his neck, drag him up to the temple so that they could make a sacrifice or give him to the, or they had to drag some bull or some animal, some sheep, you know. You had to, you know, go out to the barn. You'd be walking down the road, bah, bah, you know. Oh, I hope I get there quick, you know, because old Katie back there, she's not doing so good. I need a miracle from God. You know, I wish this sheep would get a move on. We gotta get something done here. You have to offer up a sacrifice to the priest. You know, I see you guys laughing in the back. You know, but now, you don't have to go through all that now. Praise God. Because of Jesus Christ and the sacrifice he made for us, Hebrews 10:19 says that we can have what? Boldness. Therefore, brethren, having boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus Christ, by a new and living way which he has consecrated for us. When Jesus died, the veil of the temple was ripped in half, and the way to the very presence of God was made wide open for those who believe. So now you have access to the very throne of God. When you go to God in Jesus' name, your prayer is ascending like incense before the very throne of his presence. Man. So I'm not just saying that this name is some magical thing. Well, if I just say, well, you know, in the name of Jesus, that God's going to give me whatever my carnal flesh is addicted to. I'm saying that when I minister in the name of Christ and when I have needs and my covenant-keeping God, my Father, who has adopted me and loves me passionately, when I go to him with these needs or this ministry request, I can go with boldness and confidence because of the name of Jesus that he has given me in covenant with him. And in that name is carried everything that God has promised to us. So I got homework for you guys. Let me just say this. If you have never taken the opportunity to pray to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and you would like to do that today, I want to pray with you. It'll only take a minute. I won't embarrass you or anything. I just want to pray with you. So if after the service, after this message, you want to come up and pray and just make that covenant with God, please do not miss this opportunity. I would be absolutely delighted to take that time and pray. It'll just take a moment. But for the rest of you guys, got homework for you. You didn't think you'd get homework coming to church, did you? Homework? Man, I've been out of school 30 years. Man, you know, I got to do homework. This is your homework. I want you to meditate upon the name, the power of the covenant name of Jesus. I'm not talking about some Far Eastern kind of thing. Meditate just means, in the Hebrew, it means to chew the cud. It means just to take this thing and chew it in your mind, digest it, think about it, consider it, pray about it, and listen for the voice of God. My assignment for you this week is to meditate upon the power of the name of Jesus. Spend time in your prayer closet. You guys got a prayer closet? A place where you pray in your devotions? When you go in there, I want you to take some time and just spend time in the presence of God and think about the name of Jesus. What are all the things that is carried in that name? In other words, if you want to put it, you know, the old Hillshire Farms thing. When I say Jesus, you say what? What is it? What comes after? A little word association here. When I say Jesus, what do you think of? What comes to mind? What does that name signify? Anybody, we'll just prime the pump here. Right off the top of your head. When I say Jesus, you say? Wow, okay, one at a time. Awesome. His name is awesome. It creates a sense of awe in me. What's another thing, somebody? Savior. Praise God. The name of Jesus. He is my Savior. When I say the name of Jesus, I am talking about this awesome man who is my Savior. Anybody else? Life. Who said that? Nathan. That there is life in the name of Jesus. This is not just some name. There is literally life in the name of Jesus. When I speak that name, when that name is on the lips of a person who is asking God for forgiveness, God actually imparts eternal life to them because of that name. Anybody else? Debbie. Healer. Wow. It is his name, through faith in his name, that made that man whole. That name carries power. Was it you, John? Or? Yes. Power. Oh, son of a gun. Yes, healer. Power. There is power in the name of Jesus. Dennis. Yes, his name is a strong and mighty refuge. I can take refuge in the covenant name of Jesus Christ. These are great answers. Joe. Friend, what a friend we have in Jesus. Yes, there is nothing I cannot come to Jesus about. He is my friend. I don't have to go through some ritual. I don't have to make some performance to try to make myself good enough to earn his love. He already loves me and he is a friend. I can go to him just as I am and say, Jesus, I'm having a hard day today. I need your help. Jesus, I'm struggling with this issue. can you help me with this? Jesus, I'm sorry. I messed up over there. I should never have said that. If I could take those words back, I'd take them back, but I can't. And I know I've wounded this person. Jesus, can you forgive me? Can you help me? Can you heal this relationship? He is our friend, and we can go to him with anything. Wow. Excellent answers. So this is your homework. Just take this week to take some time, get away, turn off the TV. You know, if you have to go in the room and close the door, if you have to go in the bathroom and close the door, I don't know where you can find your, you know, solitude. Whatever you have to do, take a few minutes. Go out to the shed, but don't build something. You know, just, you know, turn everything off. And just sit in the presence of God. Ponder the name of Jesus and the power of that name, and ask God to reveal to you the power of that name and what it means for you as an individual. And then come to church next week in expectation. Come to church with that name on your lips and everything that that name carries. Amen? Amen. Would you be willing to do that for me? Amen. Praise God. Awesome. 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 Let's do that, man.